From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House has declined to say whether President Trump is recording conversations in the Oval Office with those with dinner guests at the White House. President Trump has escalated his feud with the fired FBI chief James Comey, tweeting an implication there are secret recordings of one of their private conversations from earlier this year. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer on Mr. Trump's reason for dismissing Comey.
This is ultimately the president's, always going to be the president's decision. Everyone who serves at the pleasure of the president, it's ultimately going to be his decision to hire someone, to fire someone. He made a decision, in part based on the recommendation, and he's now focused on making sure that we have a replacement at the FBI to instill the proper leadership they need.
The FBI is investigating Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and possible collusion with the Trump presidential campaign. Mr. Trump has dismissed those allegations as a hoax. A senior North Korean diplomat said Saturday Pyongyang would be willing to talk with the United States under the right conditions. U.S. officials have yet to comment on the diplomat's statement. President Trump said last month there could be a major conflict with the North, but he would prefer a diplomatic solution to the conflict over the North's nuclear and missile programs. Police say gunmen fired on several people in southwest Pakistan Saturday, killing at least 10 construction workers and wounding others. The assailants then fled on motorbikes in the port city of Gwadar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the violence. The attack happened a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 25 people and wounded 40 others in the province of Balochistan, where Gwadar is located. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An aggressive wave of cyber attacks has hit companies and public institutions with so-called ransomware, causing international havoc and bringing many services to a standstill. With 45,000 attacks in 74 countries, ransomware is a type of computer malware that infects a target system, locks and encrypts all files, then demands a cash payment from the victim in return for reversing the encryption. Here now from the CEO of a U.S. internet security firm.
Organizations as well as end users really need to pay attention to keeping their systems up to date. When your service providers are providing you patches, you've got to make sure you're on top of that. But as enterprises, as large as Telefonica that have been impacted today, they really need right tools for monitoring their users, monitoring the activities, building education and awareness programs for employees on what types of links they should or should not click, and ultimately monitoring their environments proactively.
The cyber extortion attempt appeared to use stolen Microsoft Windows-based software developed by the U.S. National Security Agency for its intelligence gathering purposes and was later leaked to the Internet. A recent decision by Saudi Arabia's King Salman to grant women more rights won praise in some quarters and discontent in others. Edward Uranian has more on our story.
Saudi TV announced with little fanfare the royal decree last week permitting women to make a certain number of decisions without seeking the permission of a male guardian. It said that the move conforms with Islamic Sharia law. Legal advisor Hassa al-Dulaimi told State TV the decision was based on a complaint over equality of the sexes in obtaining services from the government. She says Saudi women will now be able to obtain various government services, including the right to enroll in a university, the right to open a bank account, and the right to leave prison after finishing a sentence without the agreement of a male guardian. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is criticizing the Trump administration's decision to delay federal rules aimed at making school lunches healthier during her first high-profile public appearance since leaving the White House.
We got here because we weren't paying attention. And that's, again, it's not blame game, it's just the reality. You take your eye off the ball on things and you let other people determine what you're eating, what you're feeding, how you're moving. And before you know it, your kids have type 2 diabetes.
Without mentioning the Trump administration by name, Obama urged parents to think about the new government directives and the motives behind them. Health experts say U.S. children do not exercise enough and that 1 in 6 are overweight. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.